News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with the superintendent of College Station Schools, Eddie Colson. We're going to get to reviewing the monthly board meeting from this week. But first, an update regarding the College Station City Council's action that it wants to sell the College Station Conference Center, and CSISD having the first right of whether they want to purchase the property or not. Where does that stand right now with the district and the board?
Certainly, we've not made any decisions about that at this point. And we're in the process of our long-range planning process right now, and I'm certain that will be a part of the discussions at some point in the future, but they haven't been part of the discussion just yet.
So the board has not had any discussion, even an executive session yet?
No, not about the College Station Conference Center, no. I'm trying to think, Bill. We've talked about a lot of things over the course, but certainly not in an executive session have we talked about the College Station Conference Center, at least recently, in terms of trying to think back. But there, I think most things about that College Station Conference Center are public. Yeah, everything that I know is public is that it is the city has determined to sell that, and that CSISD has the first right at that. And we're in process now of determining lots of long-range planning issues that we have. One of those issues will include the College Station Conference Center in the days to come.
Well, if there was a good time for the city council to make its decision regarding that property, now is a good time for the school district, considering you're in this long-range planning process.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's get an update on that long-range planning, which was also part of the board workshop.
Right. The district has established a community-based group really to examine the planning needs that we have specifically related to facilities, and not just new facilities but renovations, and also look at our needs related to technology and safety and security issues. And so we are just at the beginning stages of that. We've had one meeting with the committee. We have more meetings scheduled, obviously, in the days and weeks and months to come, and so we'll continue to explore the needs that we have to accommodate our district for student growth that we have each year, as well as just in terms of programs and facilities, existing facilities that we have.
And then it kind of dovetails, doesn't it, into the agenda item in the regular meeting regarding the construction delivery model. This is something that is going to be worked towards future projects, isn't it?
Yes, we anticipate the culmination of the planning process that we're going through now will end up with a bond election at some point in the future, likely November. Obviously, I don't know that for sure, but likely in November. And if we do that, then there are a number of things that we want to be ready to go with related to that. And one is a construction delivery method. The district has used construction manager at risk. And it's 2007 and 2009 bond issues, and the board voted tonight to use that same construction delivery method for any future bond that we may have coming up.
What's the climate like regarding recruiting potential construction managers, for instance, and then on down the line to architects and contractors and so forth? Is it still a buyer's market or a seller's market?
Well, I think that certainly the construction costs there for a while in the, 2004, 2006, through there, 2007, just the construction prices were kind of going through the roof. It obviously has stabilized since then. And it depends on the area that you live. Obviously, in Texas, we continue to grow. So the construction prices continue to go up, but not at near the rate they were going up earlier in 2005, 2006, through there.
And I know that's maybe getting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit, and also everyone is hoping that interest rates remain low when you float another bond.
Yeah, certainly the terms of the bond issues that we've are the 2007 and 2009 bond, the terms of those issues have been very favorable for the district, especially in terms of interest rate. We anticipate that interest rate remaining fairly low we anticipate in Conestation ISD that property values will continue to go up as well. So those two pieces, interest rates being low and property values continuing to go up at a reasonable rate, you know, work in our favor in terms of our indebtedness and paying off our debt.
Thanks again for the visit with College Station School Superintendent Eddie Colson here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.